WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's mostly cloudy and 63 degrees in Atlantic. We look for a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms later this afternoon, a high around 83. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you this hour by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. An unidentified woman was critically injured when the car she was driving struck a westbound semi Tuesday afternoon just east of Oakland in Pottawatomie County. Pott County Sheriff's Deputy Aaron Patti says the accident happened around 1:45 p.m. at the intersection of 450th Street and Highway 6, or about 3 miles east of Oakland.
At some point, a car we believe was going southbound on the gravel either did not yield or failed to stop for the stop sign, struck the semi, and went, from what we can tell, underneath it.
Deputy Patti says the woman was flown to the Nebraska Medical Center by medical helicopter. The unidentified driver of the semi was not injured.
A passenger vehicle came to rest in the south ditch, and the semi driver, seeing the collision coming, swerved and somehow managed to keep the semi tractor upright.
Oakland and Carson Rescue responded to the scene of that crash. News time is 7:08.
This is Lon from Lindeman Tractor. It might seem kind of early, but now is the time to take a look at your planter and think about upgrading to a new Kenzie planter. We've got pricing, so we can sit down, price up your planter just the way you want, get it on order. Kenzie has the best programs right now. Lindeman Tractor has the best programs. So give us a call. We'll sit down and spec up the planter just the way that you want it. We'll get it ordered, and you don't have anything to worry about until next spring when we deliver your new planter. Call us today, Lindeman Tractor, your Kenzie dealer in Atlantic.
If you're thinking this is the year to upgrade your combine, but you're not thinking new, then stop thinking and act, because you won't find a better selection of late model New Holland combines than right now at Lindeman Tractor. This is Jay. Currently on our lot, you'll find over 20 used combines, of which over a dozen are recent CR trades. And when you act now, you won't find a better deal than here at Lindeman's. We've taken the steps to get you 0% financing for up to 60 months on any of these used models. So like I said, stop thinking, call us. Lindeman Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Atlantic.
An argument that escalated into an assault Saturday evening here in Atlantic resulted in the arrest of three people. The Cass County Sheriff's Office says authorities responded to the 600 block of Elm Street at around 7:40 p.m. and following an investigation, arrested 44-year-old Richard Dean Finneran of Atlantic on a charge of disorderly conduct, 34-year-old Adam Ramirez and 32-year-old Erica Sanchez, both of whom are from Texas, were arrested for interference with official acts and disorderly conduct. All three suspects pled not guilty to the charges and were released from custody on Sunday. Also arrested in Atlantic on Saturday was 30-year-old Brandon Eugene King of Grove, Oklahoma. King was taken into custody on a warrant out of that state, and he was being held in the Cass County Jail pending extradition. That same day, 33-year-old Moises Hernandez of Clarion was arrested on a charge of reckless driving. Hernandez was taken to the Cass County Jail, where he pled guilty and was released on Sunday. The Atlantic Police Department reports the arrest on Monday of 62-year-old Thomas Harrelson of Atlantic. Harrelson was taken into custody for allegedly possessing a controlled substance believed to be heroin. He was booked into the Cass County Jail. And 33-year-old Abigail Lennon of Atlantic was arrested Monday on a Cass County warrant charging her with failure to appear. Lennon was also booked to the jail and held pending a court appearance. An Exira man arrested in April in connection with a knifing incident outside of a business in that community pled guilty Monday to charges associated with the crime. 21-year-old Jesse Lee Brubaker was facing two Class C felony charges of willful injury associated with an assault that resulted in two persons being cut with a knife. Online court records indicate Brubaker instead reached a plea agreement that reduced the willful injury charges to a Class D felony and included a charge of OWI first offense. Brubaker was sentenced to a total of 10 years in prison, the term for which will be served at the Iowa Medical and Classification Center in Oakdale. He's also required to pay a fine of $750 plus related court costs. Brubaker was given credit for time already served associated with the OWI charge for an offense that took place in January. Had he been found guilty of the two Class C felony charges of willful injury, Brubaker could have been sentenced to 10 years in prison on each count and would have been subject to fines of up to $10,000 for each count. The two Class D felonies are punishable by a maximum of 5 years in prison on each count and fines of up to $7,500 for each offense.